Vietnam, 1968. It's just been a month since the New Year set in, and here in Vietnam they are celebrating the New Year amongst the dense forests and hilly terrain. This Lunar New Year is called Tet. This year the holiday is celebrated amongst a war as well. The U.S. is occupying the South and the North was not happy. 68 was the peak of the war, leading to many casualties. From 1965 to 1968, 30,000 U.S. soldiers died in action, ranging from guns to explosions and even snake bites. A good amount of the U.S. deaths that occurred were young teenagers or people in their mid-20s that were drafted. A total of 2.2 million U.S. soldiers were drafted, and a good amount of those drafted were killed. This changed the public opinion of being in the war. There were a lot of riots that argued to leave the war because so many U.S. soldiers were being killed. Many of the deaths in Vietnam around this time were caused by a series of attacks and battles called the Tet Offensive.
Rich Fox was one of the soldiers who fought in the Tet Offensive. He served just south of Saigon in the Cu Chi military base. He drove an armored vehicle for his unit. The day the Tet Offensive was launched, they were driving to the Tan Son Nhat Air Base on the edge of Saigon. When they got there, the sea troops had been ambushed. There were Vietnamese troops running everywhere, and there were no lines. That day was the beginning of 2 months of daily combat in Vietnamese towns. It took nearly 5 days of combat to take out just one village. At night, Fox's unit would circle the personnel carriers and tanks. Fox recalled the worst firefight was the night the BioVac was attacked. By morning, 13 out of the 32 men inside were killed. This attack replayed in his brain for over 50 years, over and over, and he couldn't get it out. One night, Fox was laying in a stretcher behind his track when rockets and grenades started coming in. The soldier above him, keeping watch, was hit, and his foot was completely taken off. Fox could see the muzzle flash of an enemy gun that was silencing through the encampment. He was too afraid to shoot at the muzzle flash because he was afraid the machine gunner would be too fast for Fox. Fox says that he started throwing hand grenades and all of a sudden his memory goes blank there. The last thing he remembers is him getting sent to the base camp to remove shrapnel from his leg. Fox was sent home in July 1968 with a case of post-traumatic stress that would not be diagnosed until the late 90s.
Many GIs would have experienced something similar to Fox. The Tet Offensive was a widespread attack that affected many Marines. These Marines were sent home with war stories and multiple forms of PTSD, Fox included. The Tet Offensive turned the tides of the war for Vietnam, although not militarily effective. People at home were already upset we were fighting in Vietnam, but now knowing that we were losing so many men really made them mad. Those people were making it harder for the government to continue fighting the war, which then led to Nixon and his Vietnamization policy.